Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday night, 6-4-2020. And I will tell you what. I suppose everybody has seen the Hal Turner story about the 5G in Mexico. And you remember last night we were talking about the scalar and all of that. I was talking about how there was a massive scalar war going on right now, and that you could see this, the actual pulses going back and forth all over the United States and all kind of weird energy constructs. By that, I mean something that appears on the interactive screen that's man-made or is weird or odd. And I'll tell you, I saw some things directed right into what appears to have created a Guatemala volcano pop. The 5G apparently being turned on in Mexico City, and that it could be then done to use to give people pulsing through the smart meters, which we've talked about this for years, and also the fact of using the LED bulbs and all the different things, how they can creep right up through your power lines and do this, that apparently with the 5G, it's possible to create the conditions that will either exacerbate a COVID or bring it on, or that it will create a similar condition of lack of breathing abilities and oxygen as it is pulsed through your smart meters using the 5G. Now, let me tell you something. I talked to somebody from the old intelligence world who was in the Taiwan area for a while and then now is gone from that area. But let's just say that last fall, that particular person happened to be in Wuhan at the time of the big war games, the special operations war games, which also at that time was very close to the time of the release of the COVID or of the novel coronavirus 2, okay? Which, of course, 3.7 million was given by Dr. Fauci of the NIH to help to graft on the HIV virus onto it. Allegedly. But at that time, this individual, who's a real good man, told me that he was there when they turned the 5G on in Wuhan. They turned it on and that the air crackled like nobody's business, okay? You know, like electrified the whole air. And I got to thinking about that with the 5G going on in Mexico City, but it's already turned on in America in a lot of places. But if you've also got the scalar and the different items that I've talked about, and I told you last night, if you didn't listen to last night's show, go back and listen on it on the archives. But I talked to Dr. Nick Begich for hours back in the 90s. We talked about HARP and those type of devices, what they could do, how they could change a mood or an emotional state of a person, of a neighborhood, of a town, maybe even of a region, by broadcasting certain frequencies, scalar frequencies, that will then impact the neurophysiological template. That's what you are. You're a neurophysiological template. You got a body, you got a mind, you got a brain, you got, you know, and a spirit, and that will impact you with their frequencies. They broadcast that and pulse it however they pulse it. That will cause deleterious effects upon you. Okay? Now, I got to thinking about the Wuhan thing. And how early on in January, remember when we got those odds, saw the really leaked videos out of Wuhan, China, where one of them had a like a train station floor, like a Grand Central Station kind of looking place. And the lights were a little bit darkened, but not much that you could see. And the entire floor was covered with people who were having grand mal seizures. G-R-A-N-M-A-L, grand mal seizures. In other words, very bad seizures, laying on the floor, sometimes with somebody helping them or tending to them, but mostly by themselves. And I thought to myself, you know, after I heard about the 5G turning on in Mexico City, that quite frankly, when it got turned on at Wuhan and how it was being worked at the same time as the release of the corona, novel coronavirus 2, that predisposition people probably to get it, it also probably put the frequency in for the cells to allow it to be admitted in as they came in contact with it. And also that probably caused a different variation or a neurophysiological, you see, variation, where it basically threw people into grand mal seizures and altered brain waves and that kind of thing. Now, if that's the kind of stuff we're going to see, we're in for some big, big, big trouble. Now, I think if you start to see or feel any of the symptoms, maybe you ought to have a tent in your backyard or your, you know, something, a Faraday cage to go sit in. Maybe you need the copper wire screen up over a thing over your bed. I don't know. We've all talked about that kind of stuff over the years, too. But whatever it is you're going to do, you're going to be needing to be in the proper relationship with Lord Jesus. If you do not repent, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior and to provide if you need it. You say, Lord, give me true sanctuary for my family. Where do you need me to go? Where do you want me to do? Do you want me to stay here? How do you want me to handle it? Some people, the Lord says, you place your family here, but I need you here straight on this line, holding the line against evil that's going to come down this road. And I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, whatever is going on right now is going to exacerbate. I've been telling you this since 2004 when Brother Quayle put me on the air. And if you recall, the first time Steve and I talked, Steve said, Hawk, you seem to have a good handle upon what's going on around the world, because we had used to communicate an email. Why don't you take me around the world and tell me what you're going to see happening? Almost every single thing that Steve and I discussed back in May or June of 2004, because I came on in June, I think it might have been the end of May 2004 with Steve when I was first a guest, before he gave me one of his nights a week. Almost every single thing, China and India, Pakistan, the stuff going on in Indonesia and all the different places, all of the different things, Venezuela, the Middle East, the Gog Magog War, all the different things that are ongoing right now, almost all of it we discussed. Because the Luciferians, the high-level Lucis, have had the plans basically laid out without filling in the new technological blanks, you see, since the 1870s when Albert Pike wrote it to Giuseppe Mazzini about World War I, II, and III. They knew what they were going to do. But between now and then, I would like to just tell you, old Hawk has been telling you what the Lord has had on his mind and told him to warn you about for all of these years. Had you listened, and many of you have, then you're prepared. You're as prepared as you're going to get, but you never can get enough of this or that or the other. And I'm going to tell you what, they're going to mess with these elections. If you're out there thinking, well, Trump is going to, alright. They're gonna steal this thing. They got all these ballots going out in all these states. And if nothing else, I could see this thing getting thrown over to Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives. And if that doesn't happen, then they'll have either Russia and China attack us and take us out with a EMP, or maybe they'll bury this thing and there'll be a disputed election, and then maybe the House of Representatives says one thing and President Trump doesn't want to go along with that because it's a bull crap thing. Then they could possibly invoke bringing in the United Nations, which would be Red China and Russia and all of the various ones. So I'm just going to say this. I'm not going on, and I don't do the videos and all that stuff, because I'm going to tell you what. They've already tried to come and nail my butt too many times. And the Lord doesn't want me doing that. I'm doing what I have been chosen to do and have been called to do, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come and how to prepare. Now, I would be remiss if I did not read it one more time. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. This is just the beginning, people. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you. You then go from Matthew 24 there over to Matthew 25. The parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish and the 5 wise virgins. And, you know, basically, you know the story. I'm not going to read it all, but the 5 wise virgins had their lamp and oil and extra wicks, and they waited for the bridegroom to come, and they all kind of slept for a while. And then at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the prescription for all of the things that are going to happen. The famines, the pestilences, all the things. If you do not have food, if you've got food for a week or two and you think, well, that's the 15 days that the such and such says, well, then you haven't been listening to this show, or you haven't been listening to Brother Quayle or anybody like that. I'm going to tell you what. If you can get any more amount of food, you should do it. Water purification, like a Berkey or anything that will take out the bacteria, the parasites, and viruses, if you can get it. If you don't have a purification system that doesn't take out viruses, then get something that you can put into the water afterward to do so. Boiling it will work, but you can also then take boiled water. You could put it through the Berkey or whatever, or you could put water through the Berkey and then boil it, or you could add the different oxyestabile stuff or the silver crystals, the iodine, the halazone tablet, what all the different things that are available. And you should be redundant with a large amount of this supplies to clean and purify water, or if nothing else, to collect it and boil it. All right? And then you're going to need portable water carrying jugs. There are collapsible 5-gallon jugs that you can get that'll go in a backpack, then you can use them. You can use food-grade water, old water jugs. I don't like the milk jugs, but in a pinch, I suppose you could use that, whatever you're going to use. Canteens work well. Bladders, the water bladders, you could do that, but as long as it's clean water before you put it in. And I'm going to tell you what, if the power goes out with an EMP, which it very well could, and I saw an article that was sent to me this afternoon from this past July, how it was DHS was starting to review their procedures about how to handle an EMP. It wasn't that they had it solved or anything like that. But I'm going to tell you, it could happen very easily, all right? And the fact is, if you've got a generator, and I prefer the quiet inverter-type generators, you can get, like from Harbor Freight, you can get that, like an inverter generator, much cheaper than the Hondas or the other big ones. And you can get one for about 3,500, watts, kind of a thing. And it's super quiet. And then that will run basically an RV trailer. You know, it will run a towed RV or a small one or a big one or whatever. You can then also, I also recommend, you can go to Harbor Freight. I've talked to you about this before. There are low cost, and they usually have coupons, so always look for a coupon. Or this weekend, I think Harbor Freights have 25% off on everything for the weekend days of the Labor Day here. But you can go and you can get their 100-watt solar panels, all right, that generally come with a small charge controller, light bulbs, all of the, it's in a kit, all the different wiring and the different things, little, 12-volt light bulbs that plug in and all that kind of stuff. But you can get that. I remember when I bought a couple of these when they were the 45-watt solar panel kits back a couple years ago. Then you can get a hexagon-shaped connector. You can get one, and it will help to charge battery pretty good, all right? And when I'm talking about a battery, I'm talking about, like, maybe one of their 12-volt, 35-amp universal battery, you know, that you could put in a plastic a box or an ammo can, you know, and that can be charged, and you get all the different connectors and stuff to charge. But if you get the hexagon connector, you could connect conceivably 5 different solar panel arrays of various types, plug them into the hexagon. If you got a little bigger charge controller, then let me just go slow here. You can then get one of their like 4-in-1 or 3-in-1 power source kind of a things where you can like, you know, charge your battery off of it, start a car, pump the tires up, you know, bop, bop, bop. The 4-in-1s will have a light or that kind of a thing. Those have a battery inside, which then can be charged up. You could also get additional 12-volt batteries like deep cycle, or like RV-type batteries, certain golf cart-type batteries, you know, marine batteries for boats, or even just car batteries. You could charge them up. They're a charge controller that you then prevent it from getting too much. But if you charge them up and have them at the ready, then you can switch them out to run lights, to run a computer, to run a small fan. You're not going to power your entire household with it. We're not talking about powering a big house with it. But I'm going to tell you what, you can get you a good little small fan, or you can even get some of the solar fans, you see. The solar fans that are like attic fans that are good. You can also get the ones that run off of batteries, which I have used when the power went out here before. And I'm going to tell you, you can also charge up lanterns or the flashlight type things that you hang from when you're working on your car, that kind of stuff underneath the hood. You can get all of that. You can then also, if you'll get a regular battery charger that you can then plug into either the gas generator inverter plug or into the solar panel group plug that you've got, you can then charge the rechargeable D's, C's, AA, AAA type batteries in those and to have them at the ready always. And if you have a ready supply of rechargeable batteries, then if there is any sun or if you've got any ability to have any gasoline stored where you can run your generator, the inverter type generator, or if you can't get that, you can get the regular generators. But the quiet ones are really neat. Hondas are, you know, somewhere around $1,100 for a Honda 2200, you know, watt, 120 volt. But you can get for about $699, $649 on sale. And depending on that, you could get 25% off this weekend. You could get one of their Predator, like 3500 type systems at Harbor Freight that are super quiet, very low decibel. It's not going to be as noticeable. You could then use that. It's got multiple plugs, the whole nine yards. It will run for a long time at a regular type load. And then if you have stored, but if you then go the next mile, go the next idea, then you can have at least 100-watt panel group with an extra battery. You can have a small inverter, or you can get the other inverters like at Harbor Freight, and you can get the ones where they're like, you know, 2,000, 10,000, you know, kind of a thing. And the inverters, now I'm not talking about the inverter generator, but I'm talking about just a regular inverter, and you can charge that battery up and have an additional set of power, you see. So you keep the batteries charged and you rotate them and you got it in the sun. You can put them in the back of your truck, in the back of your van, you know, in the back seat of the car, whatever it is you're rolling with, if you're rolling down the road, and you can at least have the ability to have lights, to recharge batteries, to have flashlights, lanterns, all kind of stuff with that. That is worth looking into. It is not that difficult. It is not the big problem that you see my eyes glaze over when I talk to a guy who's going to tell me about how to fix solar for my house or something like that. And they ask you all the questions instead of providing you the answers. But I'm going to tell you, the Thunderbolt at Harbor Freight, you can go up and you can get the plans and the instructions and all of the stuff. It tells you all the different precautions, how to assemble them. It tells you how to put the stuff together. It tells you how to use the charge controller. It tells you all the different parts and how to erect the system, the whole nine yards. But if you play around with these kind of things, you're going to find that pretty soon, if you had about two or three of these things, and we're not talking about $20,000, they're probably around $189, $199 for the 100-watt, and then the basic kit with the wires, small charge controller, and a couple of small light bulbs and stuff. You've got a whole system right there just with that that could keep your battery charged, an extra battery charged, where you could run stuff off of it. And then you've got the plug-ins and the different things. If you get another inverter, or if you get the 3-in-1 or 4-in-1, you know, thing that you can also get at Harbor Freight, you could go all there and you could get 25% off on it this weekend. And I know it's just hard to do, and all it takes is time and money. You know, a lot of time and a lot of money. But I'm going to tell you what, you'd better be ready to get going here if you haven't done it already. And I'm going to tell you, the other thing is that you need to make at least some basic plans. And why I say that is you've got a spouse, children, whatever. You got your grandma, you got your kids, you got your grandkids, whatever it is. Or if you're in a group with your neighbors or whatever. If you're there, if you have some basic plans laid out, if such and such happens, this is what we recommend. We have the cabin at the lake. We suggest you go there ASAP at the first time you hear it. But in fact, if you're not able to get there, then this is what we expect to do. And I'm going to tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody's going to have to start being able to stay up later at night. Now, for all these years, I've done that, primarily since some people tried to take me out of the box, let's say. Since then, I've been on my guard. And I sleep at various times. And I'm up generally ready and willing to go at any hour of the deep night, you see. And then sometimes they say, okay, well, we'll come at the old dark 30. He'll get tired out by about 4 a.m. Well, that's really when you want to be up is from 4 to 6. But be that as it may, you're going to have somebody designated to take another watch, okay? And that's why it's so good to at least have 2, 3, 4 people. If your children are older and they're on board with you, if you've explained them about the Lord and about what's coming and all of the different things, then give them jobs. But if not, get the little plastic, you know, pages where you can insert your information and have a protective cover. Put it in a notebook and say plans in case the, you know, what hits the fan, you know? Get the sandbags out of the back barn and put them around the front wall of the house so that we've got something to fight from the front. Assemble your mat in the upper area of the garage by the window so that you could actually take that one pane out and then have a sniper position that might look up the road. Take and fill all of the jugs in the basement with the water and get your boots, your backpacks with everything in them, a bug-out bag, a fight load, or a house load bug-out bag, either one, with your utility belt with has the ammunition on it. And incidentally, I know it's heavy, and I know all this stuff, you see, but if you do not have the luxury of resupply from helicopters or drop from the air, you may want to be able to carry at least 300 rounds of ammunition. You know, I'm talking about, you know, if you got 30-round mags, you may be like a lot of special operations, but you may want 10, 12 magazines for your rifle. If you got other stuff you're carrying or bringing along, You know, you can get these carts with the big, nice wheels where you can take a deer or elk, you know, you take a deer carcass out of the woods and drag it on one of these carts. It's the idea of the old Indian or French trapper travois, okay? You can then put some food, you can put some ammo, you can put other supplies, and you can drag it with you, okay? There are also big, nice black canvas or whatever, camouflage canvas stuff on big rolling wheels that have the pull handle, like you see them in the airport where people are running. They got a lot of stuff. They got one bag in one hand, one on their shoulder, and they're pulling another one. You can get the big ones pretty cheap. You can fill that with some ammunition, some supplies, some stuff, as well as your backpack, and you can drag it, all right? But I'm going to tell you, it's better to be where you're going to be because it's not going to be something that you're probably going to be able to drive 300 miles or 1,000 miles to get there. Nope. I don't see it. Not unless you had 2 to 3 days notice. And you might get that. The Lord might give you that notice. But I'm telling you that what's going to happen in between now and the end of next year, you ain't going to believe, I don't think. And I pray that Lord Jesus will settle this out. But when I read the red letter edition, when I read what Jesus has to say in the Gospels, then that is not going to be the big, great thing that's going to happen. He's telling you that it's going to get so bad that almost all the people on the earth are going to die, all right? But it ain't going to happen. He's going to save the elect. So the first thing you need to do is to become somebody that's got Lord Jesus as your Savior and that your Father in heaven, who gave Lord Jesus and had him come down here to die on the cross and be resurrected so that he could wash your sins away and wash them clean if you believe in him. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just serious. I've been serious all these years because these people, these Antipas, these Black Lives Matter people, have you seen the picture of the Black Lives Matter thug, of that particular guy who is from Ohio? He had charge in Ohio, and then he moved to Indiana across the state, and then he gets arrested out there in San Diego right when they were attacking and demonstrating and rioting in front of the chief of police of San Diego's house. And then they beat up a neighbor and they did all kind of stuff and set fires. They got this guy. They also, this guy, the Antipa guy, the one that shot the Proud Prayer Warrior kid, okay, in Portland. That guy goes on to Vice, the TV Vice show, and he's talking about it like, well, you know, this is, I thought it was the start of the Civil War. It's all self-defense. But the video don't show that. He was going to attack this guy, and he murdered him. But I'm going to tell you, the gunplay has started. So if you go anywhere, you'd better take a gun, all right? Now, I don't, you know, people say, well, you can't do that in Chicago, you can't do that in New York, can't do it in D.C. Well, excuse me. You can do what you basically feel you might have to do if you live somewhere like that. And I know it's difficult. But you can sure have one at the ready somewhere. And if you're in one of those places and you have the ability to go somewhere else and you think you have the time to do it, then by all means, do it quick. And for those of you that have a bug-out place prepared, God bless you. I know some that do, and they're still working on them. But I also know some who have already made the transition and have moved and figured out how to do the economic thing from their bug-out locale. And if that's the way you're doing it, then that's pretty slick. But I'm going to say this as well. You need a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, and then I think you need a plan J for Jesus, okay? And the first thing I would do is to get into prayer, and I would ask a specific question. I'd say, Lord Jesus, where is it that you want me to be, where my family can have true protection and sanctuary, and where I can then also stand on the line for you, perhaps, Lord, to strike blows against thine enemies and to stand in the gap against the evil that is coming? So, that's something to think about. The other thing I'm going to tell you, pretty quick now it all gets local, doesn't it? Well, first of all, let me just say this. If you want some updates, you got to go to stevequayle.com. And if you go there, you can click on the upcoming conference that's going to be live streamed, final warning conference and stuff with all the great speakers giving their final warning. But you're going to have, if you sign up for it now, you're going to have with Steve and some others, you're going to have some updates coming on a, you know, whatever periodic basis in between now and then. The fact that the B-52s went out of Poland is quite interesting. And in the Crimean area, and then the Russians scrambled. However, that's a tit for tat from when the Russians were off the coast of Alaska a week or so ago. This is ongoing. We used to have all the bombers on racetracks all around the country. The fail-safe kind of system, all of that. The subs were out in the ocean and the ICBMs, and then after that, the smaller, you know, different missiles and stuff, and now that we have the cruise missiles, all of those things. But I also know that the bombers can also have the cruise missiles on them, as well as what you think of, we're going to drop the big bomb, okay? Yeah, they can do that. But you can also have the cruise missiles on them, and you can then go boop, 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 and shoot a few out there. You can have multiple warheads, all that kind of stuff. MIRV technology. But you can also have on B-52s or on the Blackjack bombers that the Russians have, you know, or even on their transport planes that we have and they have, you also have the ability to have what I would call electromagnetic weapons. And laser weapons and all kind of stuff. All right? Remember when we had the scenario where there was a pickup truck? I told you, I don't know what this is, maybe 7, 8, 10 years ago, where they had a Ford pickup truck in Ohio. They even had the Ohio OSP closed off the road and all that stuff. And you had some sort of Boeing aircraft come over, and then they shot a laser clear through the radiator and all the way through the back of the thing, and then that truck went bye-bye. A laser, a particle beam weapon, what have you. So I'm going to tell you what, you're going to see stuff because this, as the Lord Jesus said, the famines, pestilences, quakes, diverse places, wars, rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation, you know. All of that is the beginning of sorrows because you're going to see demonic stuff. You're going to see space alien fond scum come. You're going to see all kind of things happen. You're already seeing a demonic element. These are not just communists in the street. When you see them and you see them howling at the moon, you see them acting as a mob in a group, as a mob, as a something that is seething with the Luciferian juices, okay? Seated in by the BLM top people witchcraft, seated in by others who are of the, just like Hitler picked a lot in the SA, a lot of them were queers and deviants and and sociopaths and psychopaths and stuff you seem to have. I know this Rittenhouse kid and the fight that he got in when they chased him down and hit him with the skateboard and kicked him. Well, at least two of the people he shot were convicted pedophiles, okay? So, and I know in my grandfather's day, I remember him telling me a story years ago where he lived out in the country and somebody did something like that out there, and they, him and some men, okay, actually took and went with guns and a bullwhip. And the person was not black either. The person happened to be a white guy, okay, who did something to some young girl. They bullwhipped him. Then they put tar and feathers on him. And then they took him and took him to the railroad track. And they literally ran him out on a rail. They put him and in the back of the, as a train stopped at a station down there. They put him in an empty car, tied him up, bound and gagged him, and he was tarred and feathered, and they sent him on down the road, man. So I'm going to tell you, this is not the earlier time. This is not the earlier time. This is the time that is at the end. This is at the time when you're going to have to not give up your family and your children, all of your home, to evil just because what some Methodist or Presbyterian guy who's in bed with the BLM West African witchcraft crowd, okay, or some Catholic priest in New York who's telling you you've got to give over all your white privilege, even though he's a gay white priest, okay? You see how this is of Lucifer. It is of the devil. And his minions are on the march. They're already starting to attack you. And most people are not. They're starting to see it. But you're going to find a lot of people are going to let themselves get croaked watching the paint dry, you see. I remember that quote from the movie Hoosiers. When Shooter's taking them, they're going to run the picket fence. And Gene Hackman has left the building because he wanted to give Shooter a chance to run the team. And in that final second, Shooter says, and don't get caught watching the paint dry. All right? Run the picket fence, and they did. They won that game. Go out tonight. Go out over the weekend and get additional food. I'm telling you, I still like at this stage of the game because long-term storage food, the freeze-dried, the dehydrated is hard to come by. MREs are only going to last 4 or 5 years, so I don't recommend them except to get sufficient maybe of those. And some pouch meals from Mountain House. I'd say Cabela's or a Bass Pro or a Shields or a Gander Mountain or a Academy or wherever you get them. Another thing I'm going to tell you, if you can look and locate sources for ammunition, food, and things on a local basis, you're in good shape. Because sooner or later, like Brother Quayle's always said, you better order this stuff from me now. If you want some gold or silver, go ahead and get it coming. And overnight it in case we get in a jam when the post office and the UPS trucks don't run. Or the Federal Express or, you know, whatever. Doesn't run. So do everything quick. Hurry it up. Speed it up. Make a list. Check your items off. If you do not have lists, prep lists, like from Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare, or you can go up to standale.com and look for Holly's recommendation for food storage and all the lists she's got. She's got first aid lists, general equipment lists, all kind of lists, and you can start checking it off. Nitro-PAK, Nitro Pack has lists. Emergency Essentials, I think, has lists. ready-made resources. I'm sure he could find you and give you a list and send it to you. The other thing I was going to tell you, if you still got the chance, I went up to sportsmansguide.com, Gary Olin's site, sportsmanguide.com. I went up yesterday evening or yesterday after the show last night looking. There are still level four plates that you can buy to put in a plate carrier to make a bulletproof vest that will stop 30 caliber round. Okay? Check them out. You've also got some level 3, level 3A, 2A. But I recommend, if you can, to go ahead and get level 4 plates, one in the front, one in the back, and the plate carrier. And there are various things there, and their ability, you could even do like a, I think on the club, you get into the club or whatever. If you get into the club, you pay a little extra to get to the club, where you get discounts on the goods, but you also have like a 4 or 5 payment plan, okay? So you can put it on a credit card, spread it out 5 payments, and if you've got level 4 body armor and you take a round, and you can also get up from that and walk around the corner with a sore chest, no doubt, but still alive, and then get the son of a buck that put the round on you, then let me tell you, that's going to be worth a lot. Don't depend necessarily on your computers or your little smartphones or all of this stuff or the just-in-time delivery from this one, that one, the other one. Buy stuff online, sure, if you want, but if you can find local source for some of it, then by all means do so and support them as well. You need to also start to think and look about what I call expedient shelter. I've always talked about expedient shelter in terms of a nuclear attack or some kind of a big attack or some kind of a thing. An expedient shelter, when you look at it and you read Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War, which that's a good book to get. Crescent, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, I believe is the name. You can go up online. You can download that book for free, or better yet, it's 200 and some pages, but get the Rima paper and print it off. Print the book out. Spend the ink and the paper if you can. Have the book. If you got plastic sheets or you want to put it in a Ziploc bag, then by all means do so, because that thing is chock full of information about how to do stuff. Now I'm going to tell you something else. There's also a lot of good information in military survival books and that kind of stuff. Each one of the militaries, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, they all have a survival manual. There's also a Department of the Army, U.S. Army Combat Skills Handbook. This is a good handbook because it tells you how to make and do all kind of stuff. It tells you, this is tripwires right here, but it also tells you about expedient demolitions. It tells you how to build a fighting position, how to make a toothbrush. It tells you how to apply tourniquets, pressure point. I'm just going through here. How to use 2 soldiers of presence to handle, CPR. Talks to you about equipment. It talks to you about all kind of different stuff. How to communicate. It talks to you about fighting positions. It talks to you about biological, chemical, and nuclear, warfare and that kind of a thing. It talks to you all about it and how to deal with it. It tells you how to have positions, how to fight like a team. You might also include in that the Ranger Handbook. The good old Ranger Handbook has been a nice little tool for quite some time. But if nothing else, you just need to channel your inner crazy horse. That's my buddy out there, a crazy horse. But I'm going to tell you, figure up where you need to be. And those of you who are veterans already know almost all of that anyway, because you lived it. But I'm going to say this. get into actual books rather than the internet. All right? Get into that. And then at some point in time, if all this stuff goes down, okay, if all these things go down, if there's a time when the Lord comes back, we're going to have to be ready at some point, you see, to pick up the pieces. The elite have made no secret. This is from Survival Blog, survivalblog.scienceblog. The elite have made Battlefield America, it's called. They wish to destroy America, hegemony at all costs. America will likely be exposed to attacks so fierce that nothing will remain to rebuild. Okay? And it says here that you got to think, and I've talked to you about this in the past too. They'll destroy the economy and the people's wealth. So it'll destroy infrastructure and return land to wilderness. Also, this Agenda 21. Destroy people's ability to rebuild. Destroy population to return to sustainable global levels. And you see, you're going to have to get ability to survive all of this, but you're also going to, if you're going to do any kind of rebuild or whatever, somebody is going to have to take it upon themselves to save this stuff or to hide it or to bury it. When my old man was in Nazi Germany and he was with groups and they were going around and they were looking and he had him an old Nazi and they were in an aircraft factory and he wanted to know where such and such was at and the Nazi was giving him trouble. The old man, there was a flight of stairs about 100 steps, 120 steps down, one of them big metal stairways in a big hangar somewhere. And I think my old man was in a group that was looking for the secret plans and all of that kind of stuff. And so he just happened to push that Nazi down that steps. And the old man said by the time he got down there to the bottom, the old Nazi was ready to give up the information because he got a little more compliant after tumbling. So, but what the thing was is that he told the old man where the stuff was at. And this guy had stockpiled the stuff in this building, some of these things and some of the working machinery and the machine tools and the stuff that was being used in those high-level Nazi programs, okay, to make spacecraft and to make advanced aircraft, etc. But at some point, if you're going to rebuild, some things will have to be preserved, you see, from the destruction allowing you to start. Raw materials, such as scrap medical, metal, and chemicals. The knowledge in the form of professional people that know how to do it and the books that tell you how to do it. Equipment for building in the form of machining equipment. You've got to have machine tools that make tools for machines, you see. Like the old Cincinnati Millichrome, which I don't know if it exists anymore or not, but that kind of stuff. Equipment for building in the form of machining equipment. Also raw materials and stuff to rebuild a house, to run electrical, to have some kind of way to maybe do the solar. Basic medical equipment. Equipment for casting and refining. Equipment to make copper wire, okay. I'm just telling you, those of you out there, if you can't fight, you might be able to save some of this stuff back. Farm equipment and implements that can be duplicated. In other words, can you make a plow? If you had the different welders and the different stock of iron and scrap metal, you can make stuff. Livestock can be bred and expanded. The old stagecoach stop, God bless you out there. And may the Lord protect you against all evil. And may the Lord give you a hedge against anybody who wants to destroy the harmony and the blessedness that you guys have. Seed stocks that can be grown and processed. Equipment to process fibers for cloth and rope. Electrical equipment. Generators. Communication gear. I always used to ask people the question, well, how are we going to make ballpoint pen? Or do you know how to make ink if you don't? And do we have any quills, you know? Or do we have any of the a different thing. And then if you can buy those books and all that stuff with cash, and you buy them local if you can, rather than sending off for them somewhere, so there's not a list associated with your name. The other thing I'm going to tell you, I think the University of Washington or something has done projections of a 400,000 U.S. deaths by the January or February, whatever. Is that going to be the 5G? It might be. It's also the scalar, like I told you, satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to cause deleterious effects upon the neurophysiological template, okay? But you got to get ready to rumble and got to take all this stuff seriously, but the first thing to do is seek Lord Jesus. Repenting of sins, that's coming to heart to be your Savior. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. FRNs, metals, easiest, check, good. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And may he provide everybody out there that needs one a medical miracle. May it protect you against all evil and show you where the true sanctuary for your family might be. And for those of you who are going to fight, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, where do you want me on the line? How can I help you, Lord, to defend against what's going to come? But don't go into the period of night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Protect your home and your food. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians tonight. Hit them back. Bendigo Rangers, you're ready. Nicky,